Welcome to Vacation Rentals with John. Get ready to learn some Airbnb with me. All right, let's go. Hey, 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 everybody. How are you doing today? Welcome back to Vacation Rentals with John. I'm John Andrew, your short-term rental expert and host, here to give you the no BS truth about what it really takes to run a profitable Airbnb business in today's crazy, crazy, crazy market. Today's topic hits every host eventually. How the hell do I get paid out when guests damage my property? How do I do it? Well, we're going to deep dive into persistent issues with AirCover, Booking.com, and Vrbo, VRBO, damage claims, and what you can actually do to protect your cash flow and your sanity. So let's start with this cold hard truth. When guests damage your property, and they will if you're in this game long enough, you'd think the platforms would back you up, right? Well, not exactly. So who are the key players here? We got AirCover, VRBO, Booking.com. Same song, different platform. They require a mountain of documentation. They want us to have invoices, receipts, photos, serial numbers, timestamp messages, police reports if applicable, you name it, they want it. They have slick interfaces, but slow and inconsistent resolutions. Now, when you talk to support, they're actually pretty helpful. It's not to dog on the people working there because they do a phenomenal job. They get back to you. They're pretty quick with their response, but it's more the system that I have an issue with. And I'm not a complainer. This is just the way business is done and not everything's perfect. So I do want to preface with that. Not complaining. I just am speaking about my personal truth. The platforms have helped me grow a business and I'm not here to be a huge critic of them either, because there's things that are great about it and there's things that are not. These are one of those things that I think can be improved. And I had to figure out the hard way how to actually use these tools so I can have a business. So they have these slick interfaces, but the resolutions are pretty slow and inconsistent. Even when you have a legit claim, they might only approve 20 to 50% of the actual damage, or sometimes none, which it sucks. Like when they don't pay it out, it really hurts. And let me be real with you, they almost never reimburse for extra cleaning labor. That's $75 to $150, sometimes more in offsite laundry and deep cleaning when they make a really bad mess or a party. Yeah, but that's your problem now. That's going to end up coming out of operating expenses. When I claim specific linen that actually was damaged beyond wash, because you can use borax, you can use Clorox, you can use bleach, but sometimes the stains will not come out. I've done them myself and it'll get close to perfect, but you can't use them because guests, if they see one stain, it's game over in terms of reviews. So in that case, you can claim those damaged linen. They want a before picture and after picture that clearly shows the linen you're reporting and some sort of receipt showing that you actually purchased linens because of this situation. They usually will pay that out, maybe not the full amount, but that will get paid out. But I'm talking about the actual labor cost. When your cleaners need to go to a laundromat or they need to stay an extra 7 hours, they usually find a reason not to pay it. So how that would look is when they pay out your claim, they'll omit that extra cleaning you're trying to claim. And they'll say, well, our policy doesn't really cover additional cleaning of linens. It doesn't cover it. So when you're a host and you start, we should all read the policy, the AirCover actual policy, but many of us don't. We just assume that those bold claims they make actually cover us, but you know, that's buyer beware, right? Well, just know that you will incur some extra cleaning costs. So when we drop the price really low and we have guests come in and do destruction, some of that are going to be costs that we do have to bear as short-term rental owners and operators. So story time here. I had a crazy, crazy guest that I actually saw on the Ring doorbell taking televisions out of the unit. They took the TVs out, loaded them right into the pickup truck. You could see the tag, you could see the plate, you could see their face. And they swapped them with cheaper TVs. Some of the TVs they swapped them with, they had a crack right down the middle. When you turn them on, it had that funky color thing, so they didn't even work. But I don't know, they should have just sold the TVs and not put anything in there. It was nice of them to think about it while they were stealing, but that's what they did. So I called the police, the authorities. I got a police report. I took photos. I had the serial numbers. I had receipts from Best Buy of the original TVs I bought. Guess what? They denied the claim because it was high dollar. They said it was inconclusive. Now, this doesn't just happen at low-end properties. It's way more common when your price point drops too low. In slow season or high competition markets, you're often forced to lower prices. That's when headaches like the stealing of TVs shows up. So I called the police. They did the whole police report. That wasn't good enough for Airbnb. They actually said, well, they didn't go into detail about the televisions. They just said they stole the televisions, but they didn't detail how many, which serial numbers, yada, yada, yada. So I called the police to come back. They didn't want to because they had better things to do. Understandably so, this is not a huge emergency. But they just didn't want to pay this out. I was dealing with the back and forth for a couple of months, and I never did get paid out for those televisions. After getting another police report, they just kept kicking the can down the road, and they didn't help me out. So this can happen to you, even if you have the documentation, because ultimately they're in the business to make money and they don't want to lose money. So the insurance or the air cover doesn't really cover everything. So just keep that in mind. Sometimes when you have your price point too low, we're taking the risk as operators that we're going to have some sort of loss, and that's part of business. So it's wise not to assume. Don't be assuming. Don't make assumptions. Don't assume that this policy is going to cover you and any damage it's done, it's going to be covered. It's not. There's always a cost of doing business, and you will not be paid out for every single claim. Maybe you'll have a pretty good ratio of claims paid out to not, but most of the time, there's going to be some sort of discrepancy on what you asked for versus what you got. A lot of hosts make super bogus claims and they inflate it, and that's part of the problem, because think of insurance as a pot. Everyone puts into the pot. Some people abuse it. But ultimately, Airbnb is in the business to make money, so they're going to pay out as little as possible. It's in their best interest too. So yeah, there's a lot of problems with air cover, but just have your documentation. Make sure you submit on the timeline and be super nice to the support people, and they'll be super nice to you. So enough of story time. Let's talk about those action steps to get paid or at least limit your losses. So here's how I play to stay ahead of these issues. Number one, I collect documentation before the guest breathes on the pillow. Have cleaners and techs invoice you immediately. Get that PDF, get that receipt emailed to you right after checkout if there's any services they need to do. Timestamps are your best friends. There's timestamp apps that you can give to your cleaners that are free. Some of them are low dollar and you can pay for them for your cleaner. But the timestamps are your best friend, and it's really good to have those on your photos before and after. Number two, if you don't have the documents yet, open the claim anyway. Use it as a placeholder. You can upload supporting docs later, but the timer starts ticking fast after checkout, so don't wait or you'll miss the deadline. Number three, always message the guests first. Be polite. Hey, we noticed XYZ after your stay. Any chance you'd be willing to cover that? Most are going to ignore you. Some get super defensive, but some actually pay. I'm actually super happy when they pay, because it takes a lot of the headache of going back and forth for Airbnb. Most people don't pay, but some people actually pay. But that's a first step in showing the platforms that you did your part. Number four, be persistent, like your income depends on it, because it does. Follow up, submit clear photos, multiple angles, proof of value. Stay polite with support. Don't go full Karen. Most reps are just following scripts. Be nice, and they're more likely to help you. Number five, track all your claims in a spreadsheet. Amount claimed, amount received, documentation provided. This helps you spot patterns and helps you fight back better next time. So why the heck does this all matter? Why does it matter? If your repair costs, your wear and tear, and claim denial start stacking up, and you're not watching your margins, you're not running a business, you're running a charity for strangers who break your stuff. You're running a charity for strangers who break your stuff. This is a real business, and real businesses don't survive without protecting the bottom line. So let's wrap up. If this episode helped you, I have two quick asks. Number one, like my Facebook page, please, facebook.com/thejohnandrew. I drop updates, tips, and new content there all the time. The link's going to be in the show notes. Number two, if you want feedback on your Airbnb listing, email it over to me at john@vacationhomehelp.com. That link will also be in the show notes. I'd love to see how you're doing as a listener, and it helps me create content that helps you. Also, please drop a quick review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Wherever you're listening, it helps the show grow, and I appreciate you for it. So keep hosting strong, keep protecting your rental, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Peace. Take care.